We have a score update coming out of that playoff game at the moment. It's a deal still being done for the Ravens and John Harbaugh, but presently it's the Los Angeles Chargers 23-3 over the Baltimore Ravens in this playoff game. So it's pretty much done. Fourth quarter, 9 minutes to go. Duncan McKenzie-McCarg would be following this very closely. Not much of a surprise with this one, Duncan. Good morning, mate.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you going? Yeah, it certainly is it. I mean, basically, you know, I mean, you've basically got the LA Chargers showing that they could be one of the best wild card teams ever. I mean, they finished regular season at 12-4 on the back of Phillip Rivers, who's just having this extraordinary season, isn't he? I mean, a 37-year-old. He's now in his 15th NFL season. I mean, just to give you some idea how good this guy is, he's got the most touchdown passes and most passing yards in NFL history for any quarterback without a Super Bowl appearance.
Is that right? I'll tell you what,
yeah, he'd be absolutely desperate to get to that Super Bowl Sunday, wouldn't he? But yeah, at the moment, yeah, the LA Chargers showing that they are really one of the teams to be reckoned with here. And there's so many teams that are peaking at the right time of the season. I mean, we saw yesterday with the Indianapolis Colts beating the Houston Texans. They've won 10 out of their last 11 games. So it's one of these things where it's going to be a fascinating final couple of weeks of the season.
And Duncan, the incredible first season of Michael Dixon, it's come to an end.
Yeah, it certainly has. I mean, it was an action-packed day yesterday, wasn't it? I mean, he came into the playoffs off the worst game of his career so far, and in that final game of the regular season, I mean, he had punts blocked, and which were leading to touchdowns. So, I mean, I think he came in pretty nervy. He was punting pretty well in that first half, and then obviously, yeah, just before halftime, his teammate, Seahawks kicker Sebastian Janikowski, basically injured his hamstring while attempting, you know, a massive field goal. So what you had is you had this crazy situation where Janikowski was out of the game and Dixon, who's not used to attempting field goals at halftime, and he was spraying them left and right, and it was just it was crazy for him. I think a lot of the Seahawks fans, a lot of NFL fans were thinking, oh my God, they just had their heart in their mouth for Dixon. And then, when the Seahawks had the chance to have conversions, Coach Pete Carroll was like, you know, we're not going to try Dixon throwing into the open fire. So they went to 2-point conversions, and you know, it kind of worked. But I guess the thing that Mike would be probably disappointed with that onside kick, it just didn't really work, that drop kick. And as a result of that, it landed straight into the arms of the Cowboys with about a minute left, which could have given them possession in the final minute of the game and a chance to win the game. But look, let's make no bones about it, guys. I mean, Michael Dixon, he's become the first rookie punter to make the Pro Bowl in 33 years. Yeah. So it's been an incredible first season by the Sydney Sider.
Didn't really work. It was a shocker. Anyway.
Nah.
Now, Aussie left in the NFL playoffs?
We certainly do. Yeah, today we've got Cameron Johnston, who's also established himself as pretty much one of the best punters in the league as well. I mean, he lines up for the Philadelphia Eagles as defending Super Bowl champions against the Bears this morning. And, you know, last week the Bears put the Eagles into the playoffs, and this week they'll aim to take them out. It's quite an extraordinary story. I mean, the Bears have basically got arguably the best defense in the NFL, and the Eagles have looked great, well, absolutely fantastic at times under Nick Foles this season. I mean, they could really be the surprise packet of the season. You listen to a lot of the experts around the league this season. They reckon that the Eagles could actually upset the Bears here today. So I reckon this is probably the pick of the games, guys. It's probably a flip of the coin for mine.
Fantastic. Let's move across to the NBA if we can, Duncan. Great day yesterday for the Aussies.
It was great. Yeah, it was a fantastic day for the Aussies. We had three in action in the game between the Sixers and the Mavericks. And, you know, guys, Ben Simmons, he's really starting to find some form at the moment. He had a pretty slow start to the season by his own admission. But, you know, yesterday he recorded his sixth triple-double of the season, 20 points, 14 rebounds and 11 assists. We know he's trying to make a push for that all-star team at the moment. That puts him in second place in the NBA behind Russell Westbrook, who's had 11. And we had Jonah Bolden, who was again put into the starting five and was given 29 minutes of action. And he had 11 points and 9 rebounds. And just to put on top of that, we had Ryan Brokhoff in his first season in the NBA, also had a career night. He played 21 minutes and had 15 points. And he shot 6 of 8 from the field. So, yeah, we had some really great stuff from the Aussies. And the Sixers won that game 106-100 for their third win in a row.
Yeah, Patty Mills flying as well for the Spurs.
Yeah, he was brilliant, wasn't he? I mean, 12 points in that second quarter alone. He finished with 15 for the Spurs. And then Joe Ingles was pretty good against the Pistons as well. I mean, he had 16 points and 4 rebounds in that win. And, you know, we didn't see any starts for Thon Maker or Dele against the Pelicans. And Aaron Baines is still inactive with that hand injury. So he'll be reevaluating it probably in a timeline for a couple of days, I reckon, guys.
Hey, just going back to that playoff game that you were talking about, was it Chicago v Philadelphia you thought was a toss of the coin game?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think the Eagles are. They've got that proven playoff experience, especially after going all the way to Super Bowl Sunday and getting the job done. And especially with Foles back in that team, Jimmy. I mean, it's just one of these things that whenever he seems to be back in the team, they seem to win. They won their last three games to get into the playoffs. And, you know, the Bears are one of these teams that, you know, they're pretty green. They've had a bit of a shocker last season. They've really surprised people this season. It'll be interesting to see how they handle the pressure and expectation at Soldier Field here this morning.
All right. Well, that starts just after 8:30 this morning. And at tab.com.au, Chicago are very short, $1.34. Philadelphia, $3.30. And if you might like them at the line, plus 6.5 for Philadelphia. So there you go. You're saying that is where the value lies.
Could be. Yeah, a lot of experts around the league reckon the Eagles could be the team to watch this postseason.
Sure. All right. Good one. Listeners will appreciate that if it gets home. If it doesn't, Duncan, shut down your Twitter account for 24 hours, okay? Good on you, mate. We'll speak again shortly.
See ya.